You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Indulge Boise Food Tour started in 2016, making it the first Boise food and culinary tour company that's dedicated to helping visitors and Idaho residents enjoy a true culinary and cultural experience off the beaten path in the City of Trees through a walking tour that takes you through historic downtown Boise. Joining us live in studio to talk more about this is owner and chief indulgence officer, Angela Taylor. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. It's great to be here.
So tell me how in the world you decided to create Indulge Boise back in 2016.
Yeah, it's a great question. So I grew up in Mountain Home and had been away for 20 years. Growing up in Mountain Home, I couldn't wait to get out of Dodge and, you know, lived across the country in some amazing cities. But what I found over the course of those 20 plus years of being away, I started to appreciate so many things about Idaho and Boise specifically, so much more as I would come back and visit my family who retired in Mountain Home. And as many of us who are locals, whether we're natives or transplants, every time you bring up Boise or Idaho, you see this quizzical look come across everyone's face. And so it's potatoes.
Right.
You grow up on a farm or all those things. And I felt like for 20 years, I was the ambassador for Idaho. People would call me the ambassador. So I was dispelling all those myths. We aren't in the Midwest. We're not Iowa.
We're not Iowa. Thank you very much.
Right. You know, fourth grade geography teachers, you know, like hopefully they were teaching the right things. We are out west and it's an incredible place. And so the culmination of it came together was between that and wanting to do something for Idaho. My why is about connecting people and places. And when I came back a few years ago, I wanted to find a way to connect people to Boise, whether you're a local and you've lived here your entire life or you're visiting for the very first time, to connect you to neighborhoods in a profound way. And for me, that has always been through music or food or history. My favorite place in the world is Florence. And I remember some amazing culinary experiences that I had. Obviously, the public art that you get to visit there. And a food tour was a perfect sort of platform to be able to bring all of this together, to get locals and visitors to appreciate our neighborhoods, our amazing culinary scene, and the city in a unique way.
So what's interesting to me, too, is that definitely our culinary scene is growing.
Yes.
But like 10 years ago, you probably couldn't have done something like this. The foodie scene really is changing and evolving, wouldn't you say, here in the Treasure Valley specifically?
Absolutely. The evolution has been incredible, even in the 3 years since I've returned.
Right.
When I first started thinking about a food tour and was exploring, like, okay, what restaurants would I even want to have on the tour? I wasn't sure the capacity. I thought maybe I would be able to create one tour experience, maybe in a downtown corridor or possibly in Hyde Park where there's a concentration of restaurants in a nice neighborhood. But I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to have a variety of experiences to allow people to experience different neighborhoods. And what I've seen over the last 3 years has been incredible. If you look at my caloric intake over the last few years, you would know that there's a lot of new restaurants coming online every week. It feels like I can't keep up anymore, and I'm sure you feel the same way. The cideries, the breweries, there's a lot of talented chefs that are either staying here locally or who are moving back or moving here, and there's a lot of amazing restaurant concepts that are online.
So talk to me about the tours itself, because I have to say I follow Indulge Boise on Instagram.
I love it.
And so I love just seeing the people, you know, when you go to certain restaurants and things like that. But you have more than one tour, because as Boise continues to grow and evolve, I mean, you have to grow and evolve this tour.
Absolutely. So we started in June of 2016 with our signature tour, which is the Historic Downtown Boise Food and Cultural Tour, and it focuses on the downtown corridor and Old Boise, and then expanded to our Capital City Sunday Brunch Tour. We created a cocktail tour in downtown as well. And then recently, we actually added two more tour experiences, Bodo, which is an emerging neighborhood, which has a lot of new restaurants that are open, not just for lunch, but for lunch and dinner. And so we have the Savor and Sip Bodo Dinner Tour now, as well as a Boise Brews and Bites beer tour. And then there's a couple of additional concepts that are coming online here in the next few weeks or month as well, because we can't keep up with the explosion, if you will, of new restaurants that are taking place. I have so many concepts in the back of my mind, so many ideas that I've written up on my wall in the office, and I can't wait to create experiences to allow, again, visitors and locals to experience new neighborhoods and new dining establishments.
So how did restaurant owners and bar owners feel when you came up with this idea in 2016?
Sure. You know, I had some looks like,
right,
okay, who is this? And what is
what
she asking us to do? Exactly. And you had some that were like, absolutely, like whatever it is, we'll try it. Mm-hmm. And what we saw afterwards, and I have to kind of really thank the original restaurants that came on board when it was just a concept,
mm-hmm.
And believed in me and believed in the concept, and they've been with us since the beginning. But maybe about 2 or 3 weeks later, those that were a little bit more hesitant, I was hearing from them. I was getting emails from those restaurants, or as we would walk groups by, people would come out and say, hey, after the tour, can you stop by?
Because
we would love to get on that tour. So I think that now that people are familiar with Indulge Boise and the mm-hmm. brand, and they see our tour guides leading a group of guests through the city and through, you know, Freak Alley and those sorts of things, they understand the value that we bring. And really, that was what it was about. So it's a cool concept. I'm a visionary. I love creating new business concepts. But I also wanted to do something to help bolster the economy.
Right.
And support local businesses. And we've been able to do that through our tours.
And I have to say, it's not always just tourists that take your tours, because, as you said, it's hard to keep up with all of the new, you know, lounges and restaurants that seem to be opening in downtown or just throughout the city.
Yeah.
So in a way, if you're local, what a great way to kind of, you know, experience these restaurants.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we try to do, we really carefully curate these tours so that it is experiential in nature. So it's about the food, but it's about the connection that you have on that tour, whether it's with friends or family that you've known your entire life, or strangers that are visiting from New Zealand that you've never met before. But by the end of it, I guarantee you're probably exchanging phone numbers or email addresses because you have this connection. And we've been able to do that through these tours, which is really rewarding for me, is that it's not just about the food, but we have some amazing food and some talented chefs that we profile and highlight on the tours.
I'm speaking with Angela Taylor. She's the owner of Indulge Boise. And I have to tell you, you sent me your bio, and I'm reading it, and I had to do a double take because I thought, wait, did she send me the wrong bio? And I say that because we need to talk about this. You spent 20 years in the sports industry, and your last stint, you were president and general manager of the WNBA's Atlanta Dream.
I was. Incredible journey. I think that sports has played such a huge role in my life since growing up in Mountain Home.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that it allowed people in that community to get to know my brothers and I, the content of our character, not the color of our skin.
Right.
So it really was a unifier. And I believe sports plays such a huge role in communities, small and large. And had a great opportunity to live that in a corporate career, working with the league office for about 10 years before leading a few different organizations, the last being the Atlanta Dream. And it was a dream fulfilled. I grew up wanting to run the Chicago Bulls because I was a Michael Jordan fan, right?
Who wasn't, right?
Who wasn't, exactly. And during my era, right, women didn't necessarily have that opportunity.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It's changed now for sure. And we're starting to see more women have the chance to work in whatever capacity they want, whether it's men's or women's sports. So it was an amazing journey that really brought me back here to be able to bring some ideas and visions mm-hmm. back to my community.
You know, that's a really good point that you make, that when we were growing up, I mean, the WNBA wasn't in existence.
Yeah.
So what was it like then to see the WNBA come into existence? But not just that, you got to be a huge part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I still get the chills when I think about that. I think about the first moment, the first tip off in LA between the LA Sparks and the New York Liberty, and the players' lives who were changed, who had mm-hmm. to go overseas for years to play away from family and friends, to be able to make a living doing something that they loved. And we had a profound impact on their lives and others. And I think that the real dynamic that inspired me was that it was young girls and young boys who were able to see these amazing role models who were pursuing their dream, but that were more than just female basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
They were mothers. They were lawyers who were practicing
right.
law in the off season. They were getting their medical degree. It was really incredible to see these women in their glory, doing what they love to do and doing it in a powerful way.
And then how do you take all of that years of experience, those 20 years of experience in the WNBA, and then bring it to Boise, I always say like little old Boise, but not so little anymore, but to a food tour company.
Yeah.
Both of it is business, though.
It is. It's all about business. And it's about ideas, and it's about maybe getting outside of your comfort zone and doing something and believing in yourself
mm-hmm.
And having a dream. I have a consulting company as well, and what we always talk to our clients about is when you plan your 50-50, right? So
mm-hmm.
you may say, this is what I want to do or want to be, but it never goes according to plan. But when you dream, when you know something that you want to do, and for me, that was to be a business owner, that was to make sure that I celebrated the community that I grew up in, that it comes in a lot of different ways, shapes, and forms. And for me, it was a food tour, being able to come back to Boise and be able to create this experience and to connect others to the city that I love as well.
And what do people say after they take the tour? I mean, what is the reaction, even maybe during these tours?
Yeah, well, so often you have guests, whether they're locals who have lived there their entire lives, and they will say, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've lived here my whole life. I worked downtown. I had no idea this was here. I'm going to make sure that I tell my friends about it.
Right.
Or you have out-of-town visitors who are visiting for the first time and maybe pointed out Boise on a map, and the flights were inexpensive and it was easy to get in, and hotels were inexpensive as well. And they're like, this is an amazing place. It's a beautiful city that has anything and everything that you want in any major city, but it acts like a town. People are nice, and they look you in the eye, mm-hmm. and say hello. And so that's really incredibly rewarding for me, is that whether you're a local or you're a visitor, you have this extraordinary experience on our tours that connects you to the neighborhood, to the city, and to each other in a profound way.
And I wanted to also mention that you co-founded a foundation as well years ago called Chance Foundation. This, and it's a simple mission to create hope and access for children through education. Yeah. Talk to me about that. And does that also go back to, as you talked about, seeing boys and girls as you were a part of the sports industry?
Yeah, yeah. So I grew up, my father was in the Air Force and my mother was a paraprofessional in Mountain Home. And so education was always important in our household.
Mm-hmm.
Playing sports was important for us, but in order for us to be able to participate in extracurriculars,
we
had to have good grades. Mm-hmm. And there is no doubt in my mind, as a minority female, that it is a differentiator, is you have access to so many more things with an education. And so I know that there are individuals and children that don't have access to mm-hmm. the support or the resources to be able to make sure they pursue whatever, if it's a trade school or if it's a post-secondary education. And so through the Chance Foundation, a couple of my good friends and I wanted to make sure that we closed that gap and that we provided those resources to a lot of talented young people. And we call them, there's a great white paper out about the lost Einsteins. There's a lot of talented kids that fall through the cracks, unfortunately, because they don't have access. And maybe if something like the Chance Foundation and so many other community organizations, particularly here in Boise, are able to impact one life, we're doing the right thing.
I just want to thank you for this time today. I have to tell you, I think you have just an incredible story.
Thank you.
And so it's been great to talk to you about that, but also Indulge Boise. And if people are interested, how do they find a tour?
Absolutely. Thank you. And thanks for having us on. You can find us online at www.indulgeboise.com. We are also on all social media platforms. So Indulge Boise Tours on Facebook, Indulge Boise on Instagram and Twitter, as well as Pinterest. And please join us. Our experiences are fantastic. Anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. We run tours year round from Tuesday through Sunday, multiple tours a day. And we also do private tours. So if you have a family reunion or a team building activity mm-hmm. that you're looking to do, a food tour is a great way to accomplish that. So check us out, indulgeboise.com.
I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your day. Our guest today, Angela Taylor, she is the owner of the culinary walking tour company, Indulge Boise. Thank you again so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.